Chapter 7. I held on tight while Mrs. Joanne Joe ran to him. I didn't know how I had done it, but I had no doubt I had murdered him somehow. In my dreadful situation, it was a relief when he was brought back and, surveying the company all round, as if they had disagreed with him, sank down into his chair with the one significant gasp, tar. I had filled up the bottle from the tar water jug. I knew he would be worse by and by. I moved the table, like a medium of the present day, by the vigor of my unseen hold upon it. Tar! Cried my sister, in amazement. Why, however could tar come there? But, Uncle Pumblecook, who was omnipotent in that kitchen, wouldn't hear the word, wouldn't hear of the subject, imperiously waved it all away with his hand, and asked for hot gin and water. My sister, who had begun to be alarmingly meditative, had to employ herself actively in getting the gin, the hot water, the sugar, and the lemon peel, and mixing them. For the time being at least, I was saved. I still held on to the leg of the table, but clutched it now with the fervor of gratitude. By degrees, I became calm enough to release my grasp and partake of pudding. Mr. Pumblecook partook of pudding. All partook of pudding. The course terminated, and Mr. Pumblecook had begun to beam under the genial influence of gin and water. I began to think I should get over the day, when my sister said to Joe, "Clean plates cold." I clutched the leg of the table again immediately, and pressed it to my bosom, as if it had been the companion of my youth and friend of my soul. I foresaw what was coming, and I felt that this time I really was gone. "You must taste," said my sister, addressing the guests with her best grace, "you must taste, to finish with, such a delightful and delicious present of Uncle Pumblecook's." "Must they? Let them not hope to taste it." "You must know," said my sister, rising, "it's a pie, a savory pork pie." The company murmured their compliments. Uncle Pumblecook, sensible of having deserved well of his fellow creatures, said quite vivaciously, "All things considered well, Mrs. Joe, we'll do our best endeavors. Let us have a cut at this same pie." My sister went out to get it. I heard her steps proceed to the pantry. I saw Mr. Pumblecook balance his knife. I saw reawakening appetite in the Roman nostrils of Mr. Wopsle. I heard Mr. Hubble remark that a bit of savory pork pie would lay atop of anything you could mention, and do no harm, and I heard Joe say, "You shall have some, Pip." I have never been absolutely certain whether I uttered a shrill yell of terror, merely in spirit, or in the bodily hearing of the company. I felt that I could bear no more, and that I must run away. I released the leg of the table, and ran for my life. But, I ran no further than the house door, for there I ran head foremost into a party of soldiers with their muskets, one of whom held out a pair of handcuffs to me, saying, "Here you are, look sharp, come on." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.